There's an influential taxonomy by the anthropologist Alan Fiske, which relationships can be categorized more or less into communality, which works on the principle what's mine is thine, what's thine is mine, the kind of mindset that operates within a family, for example. Dominance, whose principle is don't mess with me, and reciprocity, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, and sexuality, in the immortal words of Cole Porter, let's do it. Now, relationships types can be negotiated, even though there are default situations in which one of these mindsets can be applied, they can be stretched and extended. For example, communality applies most naturally within family or friends, but it can be used to try to transfer the mentality of sharing to groups that ordinarily would not be disposed to exercise it. For example, in brotherhoods, fraternal organizations, sororities, locutions like the family of man, you try to get people who are not related to use the relationship type that would ordinarily be appropriate to close kin. Now, mismatches, when one person assumes one relationship type and another assumes a different one, can be awkward. If you went over and you helped yourself to a shrimp off your boss's plate, for example, that would be an awkward situation. Or if a dinner guest after the meal pulled out his wallet and offered to pay you for the meal, that would be rather awkward as well.